Okay, we're here this morning in Zorr, Ohio. I'm Bonnie Turco, and along with Paula Tucci, we are interviewing our friend and colleague, Jeff Bennett. Okay? Jeff, just for the purpose of the recording, would you state your name for us, please?
Jeffrey Lynn Bennett.
Where were you born?
I was born in Canton, Ohio in 1956.
Where did you live growing up, Jeff?
Well, I lived in a little town beside Minerva, Ohio. It's called East Rochester. And I lived there my whole school days, my early elementary and high school days.
All right, you said you lived there during your school days. What made you leave that area?
Well, eventually I went to college at Malone, and I was a commuter. And then I got my first job. My first teaching job, I should say, in Malvern in 1980.
Speaking of your teaching years then, okay, could you kind of give us a timeline of your education and your career then that followed at Malvern?
Well, I started teaching in 1980, of course, in Malvern. I went back in 82 to receive my master's degree, which I received in 1984. I've taken some classes along the way. I've been teaching at Malvern for 28 years. I've had to take this year off for health reasons, but I've been at the same place at Malvern. I've enjoyed the people. I've enjoyed the kids. Everybody's just been wonderful to me. It's just a great place to teach.
Tell us what all you've taught. You've been at Malvern.
Well, I started as a fifth grade teacher, and I taught fifth grade for probably 5-6 years. They moved me to fourth grade 1 year. I taught that, and then I've been to sixth grade most of my career. I've been very much involved with sixth grade. I do a science fair every year, which I thoroughly enjoy. I'm involved with the camp program at Malvern, sixth grade camp. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to go to camp this year. I really, you know, I'm taking the year off. I've really missed the kids. I've really missed the school. I can't wait to get back. I'm kind of chomping at the bit, but, you know, sometimes your health makes you take a little back seat and you have to wait a little bit. So my time will come. I'm not done yet. I still want to go back to the classroom.
Speaking of the sixth grade camp, could you just give us a funny story from one of the times you were at camp?
I remember 1 year. It was one of the first years that I attended camp, and Rex Thompson, who has been involved with the camp program longer than I have, we climbed this big rock called Copperhead at Piedmont Lake, and at the top was a tree, and what you were supposed to do was to grab onto the tree and you slide down. And I thought, well, you know, I can do this. You know, doesn't mean, you know, just because I'm, you know, 30-ish at the time, I thought I was pretty invincible and I could still do the things that I could do in my youth. I grabbed onto the tree and, well, it wasn't very kind to me and I went down in a heap. I thought I broke my kneecap when I landed. And, of course, you had to get up, and all the kids are watching you to see what's going on. Are you hurt, Mr. Bennett? Oh, no, I'm not hurt. And I had a sore knee the rest of the camp experience. But I had wonderful times at camp. I've had, all kinds of pranks pulled on me with the shaving cream. But it's been a learning experience as well. I've learned a lot, and I've done a lot.
All right. Well, that brings us to Zorr today. How did you come to live in Zorr?
Well, when I met my wife, Tammy, one of the things that we decided it was important that our kids get a good education. And, of course, we both of us taught at Malvern at the time. And we would have liked to, you know, move to Malvern, but, you know, it's kind of tough being a teacher and teachers' kids going to the same school. So we decided that we didn't want to do that. So schools became important, and we looked around, and we've decided that Tuskegee Valley school systems had very good school system, and we decided that's where we wanted to raise our kids. So we found a little house in Bolivar beside the library, And we did some renovation, and after a while, it just was too small, and we decided to find a bigger house. And my wife had always loved Victorian style homes, and we just happened to find one in Zor, and we fell in love with it, and we've been there ever since. So we've been here about 16 years now.
Okay, well, part of our Rivers, Rails, and Roads actually brought us to Zor today, being a part of the Canal Corridor. If you would talk to us about Zor and what you know about it, and as far as the Canal Corridor mm-hmm. plays the role or a part of it.
Well, shortly after I moved to Zor, I was asked by Dick Leibold, of all people, if I was interested in becoming a trustee, and I refused the first time. I said, no, I don't think I'm interested in becoming a trustee, and he kept after me, and the second time he asked me, I said, sure, I'll give it a try, and I think that was probably at least 12, 14 years ago. So I've been a trustee, well, they call it now director. I guess we need to be politically correct today, but I'm a director, and I'm very much enjoyed history. I've always enjoyed history, even as a kid. In the summer times when we went on vacation, I enjoyed visiting museums and historical places. They just have a special place in my heart. And Zor really fit the bill for history. I love history. I teach history, and I just wanted to become part of the community. I think it's important that as a resident of a community that you get involved. I think that's important. I think that's what, you know, you're intended to do. So I became a trustee, and as a trustee, of course, the new guy, he gets kind of, hey, how would you like to do this, or how would you like to do that? And so I got involved in a lot of things, and I'm still involved. I was part of the committee that got the fundraising started for the town hall project. So I did that. I was involved with the educational program, the distance learning, the CD walking tours, the DVDs that we produced. I'm very much involved with the Harvest Fest. I did behind-the-scenes tours of Zor. I've helped out with Christmas in Zor by having our house open a couple of times. Just whenever something needs done, I just seem to want to get involved. Unfortunately, I haven't been as involved the last year as I'd like to. I still very much like to get involved with Zor and the things that we do here. I think we have a jewel here. I think it's a treasure, you know, all the history. And I'm always learning something. I've heard such incredible stories from the people that lived here or are still living here. It's just wonderful. It's great.
I think a lot of people move to their towns and really do not become involved in their town. What motivated you, though, to become so involved with Zor?
Well, you know, Bonnie, it's the love of history, and I just think that that's what you're supposed to do. You become part of a community. You're either, you know, a lot of people want to stir up problems, and I think you're either part of the solution or you're part of the problem. And I want to be part of the solution. You know, I want to help out rather than complain. I want to get busy. You know, it's easy to complain. You know, should have did this or you should have done that. But until you get involved, I don't think you have any right to complain. You just got to get your hands dirty sometimes. And, you know, if it's not for you, then it's not for you. But, people have asked me, they've seen me, especially in August, getting ready for Harvest Fest, just sweating away. You know, why are you doing that? I mean, you don't get anything out of it. I know I get a lot out of it. I don't have to do it. I know that. I do it because I want to do it. You know, nobody tells me to do anything unless I want to. And I want to do it. I want to get involved. I think it makes a richer life for a person.
What are the things here at Zor that you have been involved with, Jeff? What are some of the things that are the most important to you?
Well, I think the Town Hall project. It was a very important project. getting involved from the very beginning. You should have seen this building before we got started. It was awful. It was dilapidated, dirt floors, all kinds of junk stored in here. And now it's a beautiful structure, and I'm proud with what we've done technology-wise in here. You know, being on getting involved with my teaching with the distance learning and getting it, and we have teacher packets that we sent out for those that are interested, and it was kind of fun getting those things, finding the materials to send in those teacher packets. We worked really hard as a committee, and you know, hats off to the committee. It wasn't just me; it was I had a good committee. They were willing to work really hard. You know, I've worked with the behind the scenes tour, the DVDs. I helped with not only raising the money, but also we worked with the production and went through the different scripts through the DVD and the walking tour. So. It certainly has been a labor of love, and let's see, there was one I was going to mention that I was involved in. Now it'll come to me later. I've just been involved with everything. Oh, the ghost?
Yeah. Tell us about that.
There's a ghost tour. I've really never been involved because that was a person that. I did that as a livelihood, but I've been on the ghost tour a couple of times, and I've never had ghosts. Neil Zirker was in Zor one day, and just kind of a little story about that. And I was out mowing my grass, and of course I seen him walking around town, and I knew it was Neil Zirker, and being the nosy person that I am, I had to go find out what he was here for. And he was, you know, it was, I think it was September or October. And he was, you know, looking for ghosts of Zor and asked me if I had ever seen any ghosts. And I had not. I've heard some stories about ghosts, but I've never seen any ghosts here in Zor. So that's kind of a fun little, those are the neat little stories about Zor. It's kind of quaint. They're not scary kind of ghosts, but they're kind of funny ghosts. And, you know, some of the houses have some interesting ghost stories.
We're going to move away from Zor for just a second here, and can you tell us what has Rivers, Roads, and Rail, what has that meant to you this past 3 years?
Oh, it's just been a fantastic program. You know, I'd heard about it when it first came about 3 years ago, and I didn't think much about it. And my wife, who's principal at Strasburg, had told me about it and said, oh, yeah, by the way, Paula Tucci's going to be there, and you really like this. And she kind of convinced me, you know, I'm towards the end of my career, and I didn't know if I wanted to do anything more. I was so much involved with the Zor Community Association. I didn't know if I wanted to do anything else. But she convinced me to you know, to take this, and I did. And I'm so glad that I did. I've had some wonderful, wonderful friendships. I've learned a lot. When I do go back to teaching, I think that this has kind of rejuvenated me. And I think it's important because I think after a while, sometimes when you do something for so many years, you become stale and you need to shift gears and you need a little boost in the arm or a shot in the arm. And I think that's what Rivers, Roads, and Rails has given me. It's a real shot in the arm career-wise. But, you know, friendship-wise, there's just been some fantastic friendships that I've developed. And even though we're towards the end of the Rivers, Roads, and Rails, I hope we can do something else together because it's been an incredible group. The things that we've been able to accomplish, it's phenomenal, and I don't think that there's any other groups that can brag, and I do mean brag, about what we've been able to accomplish in Rivers, Roads, and Rails. It's a fantastic program.
Jeff, what are the things you are most proud of?
Well, of course, my family. I have a wife and I have two boys. My son Caleb just graduated, and he'll be starting at Ohio State University Mansfield branch in the fall. And then my son Connor, who'll be a freshman this year. I'm really proud of my boys. They're good kids. They got good heads on their shoulders. Of course, my wife, she's my inspiration. And, you know, my teaching career, it's been very important to me that I've had such great people to work with. The people here in the community have been very supportive. And this is just a great place to live. I you know, great place to raise a family. You know, I can leave my house and leave the doors open, and I never lock anything. You know, I probably should, but I don't. I don't lock anything, and I just leave. I can walk around, and I don't have to worry about anything.
What are your future plans, Jeff?
Well, I want to get back to teaching because I really, really miss it. And I want to continue working with Zor Community Association, and I hope we can continue our rivers, roads, and rails. You know, if there's another project, I hope that I can get involved in it, because I think it's very important. I think we got a great group of people. But, you know, I'm 51 years old, and I'm not done yet. There's still some things I want to do.
Any other thing, Jeff, that you would like to tell us about that maybe I haven't asked you and you want to share with us?
No, Bonnie, I don't think so. I think you've hit everything. We've had a good career, you and I, together. And, of course, just getting to know Paula, we've had a great career. So it's been I've had a wonderful life, and I can't – if I die tomorrow, I have no complaints.
Paula.
Well, I just want Jeff to know that he could have had me in high school when he started in 1980, and I graduated in 1980. I just want to make sure the record knows that.
I'm older than, I'm about 3 days older than dirt.
I think you had my husband, did you?
No. I started sixth grade the year he graduated, I think.
Yep. He graduated at 79.
No, he would have been out. Okay. So I started in 80. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.